And we're back with Smart Girl Politics. This is Karen Testerman with Dave Testerman as my co-host and Judah Myers as our guest.
Have you been able to effectively change people's mind when they realize that you are a human being and that they if they had aborted you, they would have been in essence saying that you didn't have any worth and had no reason to be living?
Well, I am very fearful to take credit for any of that because I know that it's the Lord that changes the heart of any human being. I am very fearful to give any credit where God is the credit. And so I want to say that I tell my testimony. I've had people tell me, you can't possibly expect a woman who's been raped to have that child as they're walking into the Planned Parenthood gala, not knowing who I was. And I think that the Lord takes those words and pierces the heart of those people who are listening. And it's shocking to them because they've been fed again, they've been fed the lie. And so I'm grateful to the Lord for allowing me to share this testimony. Revelation 12:11 says, they overcame him, the devil, the evil one, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So I do believe that we are making headway and people are changing their minds and their hearts. At Harvard, for instance, a place that's very pro-choice, there were two women there that just shocked me because they said they would no longer be part of the pro-choice group that said you can have an abortion. They believe that after hearing the story, they would no longer be for abortion in any case. So, yes, God is using everywhere I go, I hear people say, I never thought of it that way. One of my presentations, I actually played a soundbite of my grandson giggling. It is so contagious. Uh-huh. Right when they say, please welcome Judah Myers, the giggling starts. And you see the faces light up. And how do you resist a baby giggling? And he's hysterically giggling. And then it ends, and I say, had it not been for my mother's choice of saving my life, of knowing that I was valuable, you would not have heard that giggle. And the faces just transform into shock. The reality of eliminating that little child is very sobering.
What can our audience do, our listening audience do, that would facilitate the dispelling of all of these lies that your organization is out there to try and do? Can we help you?
Thank you so much for asking that, because I do need help. One person can't do it all. And this is, like I said, not just about my story. So if you know anybody with a story, I'm doing a documentary. If you know somebody with a story, whether they want to remain anonymous or they want to come forward, I need those stories. I give honor awards to those women who chose to save the life of their baby. And on the website, there's a tab that says what to say. So many people don't have a clue what to answer those people who say, oh, so you believe a rapist should have this baby. So there's tons of logical, non-religious information on that site. You can download it. You can pass it out everywhere. Share that information with as many people as you know. Two, we are hosting rape conception panels throughout the country. And if anybody's interested in hosting a rape conception panel, that we could have an open forum, a debate with pro-choice leaders, we are ready to do that. We have some very powerful real-life experiences, such as the woman who gave birth at 12 by her father, another woman who could not have any more children, one that adopted a rape-conceived child that is disabled. We have every answer to all the questions that push for abortion of the rape-conceived. And so we could do that. You could help fund helping these women because they desperately need help. Most of their families reject them because they can't understand why they would want to give birth to a rape-conceived child. one person that I know actually sent a sonogram picture over her phone to a family member. The person writes back and says, yikes, when are you going to abort?
Hmm.
So they're treated like dirt. So if people would help me, help them. I'm looking for volunteers. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. I can use your help. My phone number is 281-451-8460. 281-451-8460. Any help you can help me with, I would love it. Give me a call.
Well, thank you so much, Judah. I really appreciate the fact that you've come on our radio program here in with Smart Girls in New Hampshire so that we can educate people. I think that they don't even think that there is a reason for anybody to do anything right, except to take that life away.
And, you know, Karen, many people will say, well, she's just a religious nut. Let me just tell you that if you have a logical ounce of it, you know, any logic in your body, logically speaking, it is not logical to kill an innocent person and let a guilty person go free. That is illogical. And if you devalue any human life, your life is going to be threatened at some point, because when we don't value life, everyone is at risk.
And you know, the other thing is that we hear or seem to hear, and we raked poor Todd Aiken over the coals because he said that a woman's body was able to shut down in a rape situation. We seem to think that rape is very unusual. It's less that babies that are conceived in rape are really less than 1%. But that's not true, is it?
It's not true. Actually, the 1% rule was based on the amount of aborted babies. The percentage of babies that are conceived in rape, who knows? Because I have talked to hundreds of women who never told one person. And if one little me can hear hundreds of stories, how many more must exist?
Judah, thank you so much for coming on the radio program today and for sharing with us your story. And, you know, we are praying for you at this time when you've lost your mother just recently. And she did such a gracious thing by allowing you to be born. And I feel extremely privileged, because had she not done that, I wouldn't have gotten to meet you and I wouldn't be able to hear your story. And so I just thank you.
And you can also see my mom's video on my website.
Oh, good. Good.
You can hear her words, because so many people want to say, yeah, you want to live, but what'd your mom think? It's so sad, but, you know, mothers do want their babies.
Yes, they do. And I think
people
that
don't get it.
Yes, and, you know, the reality is that at the beginning you are, in all likelihood, and I can't imagine that you wouldn't be ashamed you know, you're feeling down in the world and everything else, but at some point you do realize that you are carrying a human life and that you would like to carry that baby to full term.
You know, there's a story that I'd like to share of one woman. She said when she saw the pregnancy test say positive, she said, oh, God, get it out of me. And then before she even finished her thought, she immediately was transformed and said, oh, God, this is my baby. She said she doesn't know how that happened, but it was God. And before she got pregnant, she knew she would never have kept this baby.
Mm-hmm.
But God transformed her heart, and instantly she knew this was her baby. I don't know how that works either. I don't have all the answers. But, man, if you could just hear all the testimonies that I hear.
Well, you have a lot of them listed on your website.
Yes, and more are coming.
Oh, great. And I'm encouraging people to go to your website, because I think this is something that we really need to dispel, that all life is precious. That there's no life that isn't precious, and there's a reason for it to continue in whatever the circumstances, from natural a to natural death. And so many times we want to play God and not allow anybody to suffer.
Right, and we can't do that. You know, we ask that God blesses us. God bless us. We want God's blessing. We want God's blessing. But then he gives us the greatest gift possible is a human being created in his image. And we say, nope, don't want that. Give me something else.
I know. We try to play him a lot of times. And and if we really stopped and thought about it, we really wouldn't want to do that. Because I don't know about anybody else, but his job is massive, and I wouldn't want the responsibility. So, friends, and again, Judah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Your website again is
choices4life.org. Basically, the reason why I chose the number four is because for the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and then us. That makes four. So, choices4life.org.
Well, thank you so much, Judy, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
That would be wonderful.
Hearing from you again soon, I should say, because we are on the radio. But I do look forward to maybe seeing you again soon.
That would be wonderful. I would love to come back up there.
Okay.
Thank you so much for what you do. You are a great example.
Thank you, Judah. And this is Smart Girl Politics. We've had Judah Myers on the phone with us for Choices for Life. And the reason that I chose Judah was because she is a victim, or could have been the victim, but she actually was the product of a rape situation. And so many times we hear that life is not important if you're the victim of a rape or conceived in rape. And, you know, one of the other reasons is because our own senator, the one that we were so proud of, Kelly Ayotte, because as the attorney general of the state who went forward and argued the case that all parents should be involved in decisions when their child is going to consider this invasive medical procedure called an abortion. And she argued it very effectively all the way through to the Supreme Court of the United States. And yet, just recently, she voted to, in conjunction with Senator Jean Shaheen, to snuff out the lives of babies who were conceived in rape if it was in a military situation. And I just am absolutely appalled that that would happen, that she could turn around and say that someone like Judah Myers or Rebecca Kiesling or our own, we have some people here in that live in New Hampshire, that they should not be alive today. And I personally, I know of their contributions to society and who they are, and I just can't imagine that we would say, just because you had a father who did an unspeakable thing by forcing a woman to engage in a situation that she shouldn't be forced into, it's demeaning enough to do that, but then to turn around and say that you, the innocent baby, don't deserve to live is just beyond me.
Yes, Senator Ayotte is becoming almost day by day more disappointing. Early on, when she became a senator, there was a vote going on regarding the military budget and the changes in some of the laws within the their judiciary system. And one that she allowed to go through was one that would have brought back the legalization of sodomy within the military, basically take the punishments away for that. Now, her staff's excuse was, well, we didn't read the bill. I think we have a situation, you know, where that's unacceptable. That's sort of a Nancy Pelosi, well, we don't have time to read the bill, just vote for it. Senator Ayotte is day by day becoming more of a disappointment.
Well, and in reality, they had this last bill, the financial cliff. I say that in quotes because it's a bogus cover-up, and we're finding that to be more and more going on. But They got that bill 15 minutes before they took the vote. There's no way they could have read it. This is Karen Testerman with Smart Girl Politics. We've had in studio Dave Testerman. Thank you very much for listening.